Okay.
And what time does the 7 o'clock meeting
it's
start?
It's 7 o'clock. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I make a motion to begin the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Maupin.
Thank you.
We practiced.
All right, first thing on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance.
My ancestors are happy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take a moment of silent prayer. Okay. We finally got the minutes all up to date this day. Did everybody get to review them? Well, would anybody like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Can we make a motion and put it off till next week, next month? And if not, everybody's reviewed them. I mean, I'm okay with mine. What was it?
Well, the only thing that wasn't on there before today was her and her.
I need to write two copies and hand one over to them.
I'd like to get the minutes approved because the rest of the stuff.
That's not with me. There wasn't that much going on last month, right?
Yeah.
No. So do I.
I'll make a motion to approve minutes.
All right. Thank you, Minister Hall. Do I hear a second?
Them tonight.
Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Thanks. Next is the financial reports. Those were out last week.
Yep.
Everybody get a chance to look over them to the penny again? Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the September financial report? All right. I hear a second.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Did I say it right?
No.
Maupin?
Maupin.
Maupin. Okay, Maul. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Everybody's in. All right. We're working on the approval for the expenses and reimbursements. Our city attorney is not here tonight. He really didn't have anything anyhow. He did check on the thing on the tree because I brought it up today to him. The tree fall that was last week, and he sent me a notice on something. And anyhow, in it, it said that you had to have known about it or knew it was on the property. And anyhow,
I don't know what that means.
Well, known if it was dead. Intentionally known.
Oh, it wasn't dead.
Yeah. Well, that's what I told him. And so he said that there was fine.
It was far from dead.
Oh, I know. So.
What happened to it?
I guess it just got too heavy on one side. Because it wasn't a lot of wind Saturday night. And it's bigger than the bar on my chainsaw. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, my bar's 30 inches. So it's probably 34, 36 inches round at the base. It's a big tree.
Could have been the rain, maybe, that.
No. It didn't. The root ball didn't come up. It just broke off at the base. It's like it got too heavy on one side and it just fell.
I was awake and I heard it and it wasn't raining.
Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's a big tree.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, what about putting in the minutes? We have a fallen tree that wasn't dead. That's all I
can say. Yeah, a fallen tree that wasn't dead, and
in the middle, or in the Mecklenburg easement area.
So, what did he say?
Is it somebody's fence?
After he sent me that, he said that we're not probably liable for it since it was a healthy tree, and that we had we had cut down all the known dead trees 2 years ago. So we've been doing our job. It wasn't,
yeah, I mean, there's nothing liable. From a liable standpoint, there's nothing you could have done.
Right.
Honestly, I'm glad it didn't fall on me while I was mowing grass. I mean, it's a very healthy tree. I've never seen one that big break off like that.
Well, now you have.
4516 is the address if you want to put that in there.
And
because
of all
the good news is it's cleaned up.
Yeah, he cleaned it up. It happened October 10th, too, by the way.
It happened what?
October 10th. I had to look back on my phone when I sent you the...
Oh, when it fell?
When I sent
Saturday.
You the text. Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, we did get the letters out on the delinquent rental properties registrations yesterday. So, and that's just the ones that have never registered. We still got ones that have registered in the past that haven't haven't renewed the registration. So I've been working on that. All right. Guess there's nothing else on him. Old business. Anybody got any old business?
Just maybe the shred, talking to which I've got in my commissioner's report about giving
you
the information and
that
being taken care of.
Emergency communications, what channel are we on tonight?
Let's do 13.
13? Okay.
When is it convenient to do it?
Well, I'll be home shortly after we leave here.
Yeah, about 12:30.
I won't be up by then.
If your bed is, I'll call in. You can answer.
Okay.
I can't.
Just put your radio on when you get home. Just put your radio on when you get home.
Yeah. When you're ready, just call.
Yeah.
I watched the news and they said there's going to be another toilet paper shortage. And I'm like, I got to go to Kroger and get some toilet paper.
That's what they do on the news.
I know. And you know it's going to happen by this weekend. It'll be, you know, it's crazy.
I'll be selling rolls at my house if you don't need
them. Okay, you know. Well.
All right.
See you on Amazon, I guess. Or eBay.
All right. New business. Anybody got any new business?
I'm going to check into those radar controlled speed signs.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how many you think we need, but we don't need that many.
Probably two, maybe.
Yeah.
One for Northumberland and one for...
Well, wouldn't you need one going both ways?
Yeah, you'd have to have one going both ways.
Yeah, because they're not about both, they're not both directions.
Whatever.
I put two on Northumberland and Lindenburg.
What do you have, Commissioner?
Well, the white truck in East Bay Village on East Bay Court has been gone for the past week. So we're hoping that it's parked. Maybe in somebody else's driveway. I don't know why they just didn't park it in their own driveway, but it's gone. And then I spoke briefly today with a man at Will Hoyt Bus Compound there at Chansey about the bus stops. And he's going to try and send me some type of map just for us to have on file. And he was saying that they're mostly Lunenburg, the corners of Lunenburg and Halifax, and some on Northumberland.
Yeah, and you tell which corners are on too, because the signs get pushed.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, we just to make sure there's a light nearby or something like that. I don't see them moving them, because we have asked them to move the one at Murphy and Nansman many of times. And even when my son was going to school, I witnessed some terrible things, walking him past the apartments, but they wouldn't change it. So I can't imagine if
they make them walk that far from your old place.
They sure do, yeah.
Well, then we need to get some more walkers in
even
Worthington
elementary.
Hills.
Even in elementary.
They only need two stops in Worthington Hills.
Yeah. Oh, I was on, and there was actually a man exposing himself in those apartments on the top floor at his window as all the kids were walking to the bus. And I was livid.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but I mean, the police made a report, and but they still wouldn't move the bus stop. And that was, you know, that was probably 15 years ago.
And
it's a dangerous intersection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I mean, just, I think that, you know.
I'm surprised they don't. Well, I see the school buses come down Nasmyn and then turn to Acelli and then go down Paswell.
There's one boy two doors down from me that is autistic, and they pick him up at his driveway.
Oh, okay.
That's the only bus that comes back there. But they said that it would cause extra minutes for them to come, because I said it's a U-shaped.
Yeah.
Why can't you pick the kids up that live in condos in Trey, condos in East Bay, you know, at the entrance of it, and they said it would cause more time. So they wouldn't do it.
But
that's been cast on, and there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Okay. Well, thank
you. It'd be nice to know if we had a map and something happened. And we would know exactly where to go with
right,
the bus
right,
stop.
Right.
That's my theory. And
right.
Make sure it's lit. You know, it
yeah.
would be great if the neighbors could watch out, especially for the little kids.
Well, most every place that I've seen the bus stop, they got plenty of adults sitting in cars.
Yeah. That's what my neighbors do, and I did the same thing. I stayed until they were picked up, or my neighbors do the same thing.
Okay, anything else?
I emailed Caden to see if he would look at Boyton to get us an estimate on that paving. I haven't heard from him yet, though.
Well, it's not just the pavement. They're going to have to fix the curb, too, because the water runs out of that green space.
Yeah, the curb looks kind of weird.
Well, that's because it runs, that water runs out of there. And it's what's causing that. We fixed that 2 years ago.
The curb too?
Not the curb.
I was going to say.
No, just the blacktop. And that's what's happened. That water running off the curb there from the landscaping is just going in there and deteriorating in that.
Well, I can tell you it's because people are driving over that. I can't go around that loop without.
I can go around it without touching it.
I'm just telling you. I can send you pictures about once every other month, people driving through.
Well.
So, they drive right
until they fix it. If we're going to have to fix the curb. If you get it done, they got to fix the curb.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And what may...
Paul paving, by the way. Caden from Paul paving.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Our website's name... renewal is coming up in November, so we need to approve that billing, you know, paying that bill when it comes up, because they'll turn the website off. It's a government website. It's been $400 all the years. I don't know that they've changed the pricing on it, but they just basically send us a notice and give us like 7 days to update it. And I just know it's November because that's when we started. That's when we voted on it initially. And I don't know if it's the beginning of November or the end of November. So that's why I wanted to bring it up, because our next meeting is the 16th of November, I believe. So I wanted to make sure that we got that okayed to go ahead and continue our website. So do I hear a motion to continue our website?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner
Adams.
I'm having a Joe moment. Thank you, Commissioner Maltin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Good. Do that. Halloween hours. We always have to say something about the Halloween hours because it needs to be put on the website. So, I think we talked about it last month. I think, didn't we say like from 5 to 7:30, 8 o'clock?
It will be dark. 8 o'clock it will.
Do you want to get them in before dark? Is that what you're telling?
No, I think 5.
They don't come to my house until after dark.
People aren't home from work. Sometimes
it's
after 5.
All right, we'll do 6.
Six to nine.
All right.
I think most of those young kids, those parents aren't going to have them out too much pressing them.
I hope it rains.
Six to nine.
What day is it?
Well, that's the other thing. Are we going to have it on the 31st is a Sunday. The 30th is a Saturday. So we need to decide whether it's going to be the regular Halloween night at the 31st.
I think it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll have it from 6 to 9.
Well, since it's a Sunday, 5:30 to 8:30. It's a Sunday. 9 is kind of late on a work night.
You got to... Just make a motion. We'll talk about it. Doesn't matter.
Motion for 5:30 to 8:30.
Okay. All right. There's a motion. Does anybody want to discuss it, or are we just... Is there any objections? All right. Do I hear a second from 5:30 to 8:30?
I'll second.
Thank you,
Commissioner Hall. Thank you for the motion, Commissioner Maltin. Mm-hmm. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. 8:30, 5:30, 8:30 p.m. All right.
Maybe a busy night. Hillcrest is not having their annual Halloween.
We may get a lot out this year, but I don't know. I know my cul-de-sac don't get squat.
Yeah. We don't get it. I have had random teenagers show up later, you know, and I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, here, you can have all the candy.
All right. I got a new pet peeve. People are putting furniture and large items out after trash day, and they sit there for a week. And if they're not done right, they sit there for another week. And when they do get done right, they sit there for another week. Has anybody got a suggestion how we can correct this problem?
Well, I do know that as far as people having their new furniture delivered and new appliances, you're kind of at the mercy of the company delivering your stuff. So, I mean, if say you got, you know, a new living room suit, and they can't deliver it until Sunday or Monday, what are you going to do with that furniture if you don't have a garage?
Well, the problem we're having with is not necessarily the people that don't have a garage. We're getting mattresses out with people that's got garages.
Yeah.
The furniture. We got, last night I checked again, one on Bay Run that has put a big old couch out there. Nice couch, too, you know. It hadn't been rained on yet, so you might be able to stop by and get it. It's got all the cushions and everything. Pillows, I think, too. Does it got the pillows?
Do they have it wrapped up?
No.
That's the problem.
No, and I left them a note, one of them Rumkey sheets.
Mm-hmm.
But it still hasn't been wrapped since.
There was.
And I left that out on Sunday.
That one mattress was set out there for about 3 weeks. It was wrapped up and everything.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's not necessarily that they're not wrapping the stuff up. Rumkey is waiting to be called, I think.
They are.
They're not sending the big...
No, they send out a whole other truck. They've got three trucks. Trash, yard waste and like furniture.
Okay. They have to. So the residents need to call.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they get one big item per pickup day. So if there was something out, you know, other than the mattress. And also, this stuff has to be pushed up to the curb because the guys aren't going to get out and move it like they used to back in the day.
No, the large item thing is not... This one had the wrapped up sofa standing up next to the curb for 3 weeks.
They must have not called and asked them to pick it up.
Oh.
The only thing I can think of. I've had them, you know.
Have you gotten any complaints about people? Has anybody been calling you about them not picking stuff up?
No, not really. I mean, the last trash issue was with the yard waste not being picked up.
Okay. Well, just keep your eye out for it. I guess what we might want to do is...
What kind of sheet are you talking about?
It was one that Linda had. It's got all the requirements. It's the one that's on the website. On the website, it's got all the stuff.
Yeah.
You have to know where to go find it. So I think what I might do is put a link on the homepage to the instructions about the Rumpke pickup.
Yeah.
To that particular item. Because it's a nice little thing, and it's one of the things that Carol and them put in the welcome bag. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it being the homeowner myself, you've got to take the initiative to. Like, I had a big rug I took out just last week, and I called and I told them I wrapped it and stuff, and now they have new rules. Like, if it's over 4 feet, it has to be cut up into 4 foot
lengths.
So, before they take it. So, luckily, I had Charity come, because the Charity guy took it. He's like, here's $13 all the cash. I was like, get a pizza. But, you know, they're just...
Well,
strict.
You might want to, we need to start talking about getting a bid out for the trash pickup because our contract's up at the end of June. So we might want to start looking at doing that so that we're not sitting on it till March or April.
Well, I mean, what are the other choices? Williams Management and then, I can't think of...
Republic?
I've heard so many bad things about Republic.
Well, we sued Waste Management.
And they were the ones that picked it up for them.
Yeah.
They'll come back.
And why did you sue them?
They overcharges.
Overcharging?
Now we've got the correct... But here's the thing, okay? The argument is... We didn't give them the correct count. And our argument back was you know how many trash bins you put back out. And they knew how many trash bins were delivered because when they go out, they have an inventory sheet. It's got the trash bins number on it and the house it was put at. We asked for a copy of it. We didn't forget. Okay? So, Dennis and I... Mostly Dennis, we counted every house in this neighborhood that year, and it was something like what 105.
Yeah, something like that.
105 that they were overcharging us for like I don't know 10 years.
Wow.
And
Rumpke came in, they recounted them again.
Yeah, we've got the correct count now with Rumpke. So,
yeah.
Whoever we go to, we've got the correct count.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleased with Rumpke. I know they're strict, and I know that...
Thrift.
Strict. As far as, like, what they, you know, as far as, like, picking up large items and having people call them and that kind of stuff.
Well, I know if they spill garbage, they don't pick it up.
Yeah.
They put the garbage cans where you have to get out of your car and move them to get in or out of your driveway.
That's true.
That might be your neighbor.
Hmm?
That might be your neighbor.
No, it's not my neighbor.
Yeah.
He's just making a joke because he does that to me.
Oh, he does
that to me. I've heard that about the other. I've heard terrible things about the other.
Republic.
Like they went during when we had that snap of bad weather last year, like people went 2 weeks without garbage pickup. So I just
Well if they don't plow their streets.
Well, I think the streets are foul.
Well, yeah, none of that is a problem.
Yeah. So
I like Gronsky better than Waste Management because they gave us the big 95-gallon recycling.
Yeah.
And Waste Management did not provide that to us.
Well, one way to improve Rusty's service is to put that out for bid. Can I make a motion to put it out for bid this month?
Well, we can't. We just need it. Yeah, we can put it out for bid.
I'm saying put it out and let them, that way they're not in a hurry to get all that done.
Right.
They can think about it.
Yeah.
Might get a better price that way.
Well, wait till next month because they are, I've got it in my report, they are going to pick up early on the 29th, our middle school.
Okay.
So we don't want to make them mad. We don't want them to be for not after pick up.
Middle school.
We won't make them mad. Yeah, you don't have a choice.
We'll do it in November.
Yeah.
All right. Timely submission of commissioner reports. And it's not just that too. We need to come up with the expense reports too. We need a cutoff date for it. Okay, because wait until like we got the last update today. My idea is, and this is what we were doing before, was if you get, like, if you have your, you're going to make your submission, your report tonight, okay, you can either do it prior to the meeting or after the meeting, okay? But we don't want to wait till much longer than the Friday after the meeting, okay? Because, like Crystal was said, she may think of something after she's done a report that she wants to say something about at the city meeting. So please try to have your commission reports to Beverly or Bev by Friday after the meeting, or you know, whatever. If you don't make any changes, you can give it to her, whatever. But that's how we were when I first became a commissioner. That's what we were doing. I just kind of been lax on it, which now I'm paying the price for it because I'm posting the stuff really later than I want to post. I would like to get everything posted on the website. Dan sends me the financial reports and I go through them first to see if there's anything like this past one last week. Now Dan, I have to say, it hadn't been feeling well, but he sent me the September 20 financial report 2020. And it wasn't matching up on the balances for the bank statements. And I says, I think you sent me the wrong one. And so he looked and he says, yeah, I sent you the wrong one. As soon as I got the 2021 financial statement, everything matched up. So again, I look at them before they ever go out. That's why I send them. So if we can do that, and then, is there any objection to having the expense and reimbursement and all those bills cut off date the Friday before the city meeting so that we can get copies of them?
And that way there won't be any more handwritten on the report that right. Shows up tonight.
Right. Is there, because again, all the contractors are supposed to have their stuff in 10 days prior to the business or to the city meeting. So I don't see any reason why we can't have that Because most all of our, if you do have an expense after that, we can still get it on next month. I mean, most everybody don't have a whole lot of expenses anyhow. So the thing is I'm trying to make this so that everything is posted on the website the Friday before the city meeting. And the sooner I can get stuff done, the happier I am, because I hate to be chasing stuff down on the Monday and Tuesday of the meeting week. So anyhow, that's my recommendation, that we do that. Is there any other items that you think that might need to have a time period on it? Dan sends me the financial reports usually the Wednesday before the city meeting, which doesn't take that much time anymore. But I'll try to get him to do them a little bit earlier too. So I'm making a motion that you have your commission reports to Beverly or city clerk by the Friday after the city meeting, no later than the Friday after the city meeting, and that the expenses, the cutoff for the expenses being reported on our reimbursement, the Friday before the city meeting.
That still only gives you 4 days.
If you can't check them on 4 days, then you got a problem.
Yeah, I'm just saying, why not make it the 10th?
Well, the 10th is when the contractors are supposed to have them in.
No, 10 days prior.
Oh, 10 days prior?
Yeah, so why not just make it the 10th? That's close enough. That way you've got at the minimum a week to look at it. In some cases, you'd have 2 weeks to look at it. Almost 2 weeks. It'll be up to the
23rd. Well, why don't I just make it by the week prior?
You won't be able to keep up with all that? I'm going to say, if you make it a hard number, then it's...
Well, we tried that before, and the problem is it doesn't work.
Why?
Because it just doesn't. I'm not objecting to it. I'm just saying it's difficult to get some of these contractors to get their stuff into us.
Well, we send them a notice and say that the billing's due by the 10th. All they have to do is wait 1 month, and then they're...
Yeah, but the problem is we're supposed to pay within 30 days by statute.
What? Why would it take more than 30 days to get paid?
Well, if we don't have it on the expense report, they don't get paid.
Well, they don't get paid if they don't bill. Right?
Well, if they send it to us the day before, see, if they're constantly sending it to us the day before the city meeting, okay, then the 30 days starts from there.
Technically, they, because it's sent.
When it's in, when that invoice comes in, the date, the time period counts, starts counting.
Okay.
Officially.
Okay.
So that's why I'm...
Well, I'd say they kind of got you then, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Technically, they got you.
That's why I'm saying if we cut it off on the Friday before...
I mean, I don't know anything about that legally in the statute, but that doesn't sound right. I would think that you, for accounting purposes and for the meeting, you should be able to set a day. It's not an unreasonable date, the 10th. I mean... It's a week before. Well, the earliest the meeting can be, what is the 15th?
Yeah, the earliest.
So that's 5 days before, and then on the 21st, it would technically what's.
Well, that's why I'm saying that they have it the Friday before. Okay.
I'm okay with that. But what happens when they put it in on Saturday before or Monday before?
Well, then it just has to wait till the next month.
Well, what's the difference in waiting from the 10th? I don't understand. I mean, how does that benefit the city?
Because it's closer. Our our meetings drop by 2 days normally. In other words, last month it was the 21st. This month it's the 19th. Next month it's the 16th.
Yeah.
Okay? And then in September or in December it jumps back up to the 23rd.
Do we have an example of somebody who sends it in on historically late every time?
Me.
Our public safety and health security officer doesn't. Okay.
Yeah. Well, would he really push back if you? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't see the difference if somebody sends it on.
When do you send yours in?
On Monday.
When's the property maintenance contractor send theirs in?
Well, if it's due by the 10th, you can bet you'll get it by the 10th. So I guess realistically what I'm saying is if you make a hard statement that it's the 10th, it's up to you to make the exception, right? The ideal is not to not pay people. The ideal is to give you guys, all of us really, time to look at it. That's all you're asking for. It's common courtesy.
Right.
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 So, I mean, just can't we just make a statement out there that when we're dealing with people, we'd like to have the building by the 10th? And if we don't get it, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Are we really not going to pay them if it comes in on Monday before the meeting?
No.
We're going to pay them.
No.
So, I mean, you're just really making a statement. It's almost a proclamation, right? It's not really. There's nothing we can do if they do it. It is nice to have it early. Right, and not have to look at it 20 minutes before you walk in the room.
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, this was one of we're doing things right.
Yeah.
Okay. Before it was basically nobody knew what was being paid, and that's why we tried to stop that. Was so that everybody gets a chance to look at all the invoices. Before, just each commissioner approved their invoices, sent it in. And that didn't seem right to me.
Does Dan have a date, like a typical date, that he actually pays those?
He pays after he gets his sheet.
So just between now and the end of the month?
Yeah.
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 So I guess...
The LG&E is on auto pay. The water's on auto pay.
Yeah.
Rumpke's on auto pay. The phone's on auto pay out of my credit card because they wouldn't do it any other way. The website's on auto pay, and that's it. I come in here. The Tuesday before the meeting and pay in advance for our meeting room because we got to have the meeting. So that can't fit into the schedule.
Well, but again, my point being, right, technically what you said was, and I agree it's probably the case, is if somebody flies one in there on Monday morning, we're not going to not pay it because of the 30-day, right?
Right.
So then why not just make some kind of proclamation and then just communicate with these people that, hey, I'd say it's due by the 1st. What's the difference, right?
I made a motion that they be in here on Friday, prior to the city meeting.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Okay. And the reason why is, Ben will send me everything that's in on the Friday, then I can get it up on the website.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay? That gives you all 4 days to look at the stuff you want to look at.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's my motion. And also that the commissioners have their reports in to Bev by the Friday after the city meeting.
At midnight.
So do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. God, that was so tough. Ah, I can't believe it. All right. So we're ready to do the commissioner reports. Who wants to be first? All right, Commissioner Hall, go ahead.
All right, primary city property was mowed 926-10-2 and 10-9, secondary 926-10-3 and 10-10, general cleanup, trim fence lines and around trees and large green space on 926, on 10-9, worked until dark on the cherry tree that broke at the base on Saturday night, and trimmed the ditch lines and sidewalks on Ludenberg Holding Pond, cleaned up the front island on 10-18, continued working on the cutting up the cherry tree. 925, worked the shredding event. 10-9, Commissioner Adams let me know that a large tree fell in the green space. I contacted the homeowner of Mifflinburg and got started that day. 10-11, I was contacted by William, I think his last name is Bobowit, on Mifflinburg Court. He was contacted me about improvements to the house, a patio, possibly a driveway or a roof over his patio, and he said he wanted to know if we had to pull permits. I just sent him to Metro 311. That's it.
Thank you. All right, who wants to be next?
I'll go.
Commissioner Maupin, thank you.
927, I spoke with Matthew Evans with Nighthorse in regards to the city shred event, and I gave him Mayor Bob's name and number for him to contact Mayor Bob at Mayor Bob's request. 9:30, I called the Louisville Water Company and requested the city's irrigation be turned off. 10:01, I drove the city for a streetlight check. 10:13, Mayor Bob emailed stating streetlights were out and that AT&T workers may have bore through the power source. I then called LG&E on 10:13 and reported. And I got a call back from Wes, who was, I guess, like a route manager for that our area. And he said that he was going to go look into it to see if damage had been done to the power source. He said if it had, he would get back with me. If it hadn't, then he wasn't going to... He didn't need to get back with me. I said that was fine. 10:14, and then I was told that the light should be on within 3 business days. 10:14, I drove the city for a street light check. 10:18, Mayor Bob emailed reporting another street light was out and that AT&T was in the area. I called AT&T and reported the street light out and inquired about the other two, and they said since the work order was put in on Friday, it would still be in that 3-day time frame. I also, on 10:18, emailed Christopher Pierce with Rumpke and requested our trash pickup for Middlesex Drive to start at 6 a.m. on October 29th due to paving. He emailed back stating he will set that up. And then on 10:19, Derek Rainbow with Rumpke replied to the email stating it should be an issue for them to go through Middlesex at 6 a.m. And then
you say no issue?
No issue.
Right.
We'll do the radio check tonight and read all of October's emails.
Okay. All right, Commissioner Adams.
Went to the post office with Mayor Stoneman several times. Went to the storage shed with Mayor Stoneman a couple times. I will participate in the radio check with Commissioner Metcalf tonight, October 19th. I did the shred event on September 25th. There weren't any citizen inquiries or questions to respond to this month. Drove the roads of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. I did go ahead and call Caden from Hall Paving about the Boyton issue so we can start to get, you know, a number together on that. Don't know if we'll do it this year, if we'll wait till spring to kind of see what the temperature is and everything, because I don't know if he can pour in November. Tree fell in the easement near Mifflinburg the night / morning of October 10th. It happened at like 2 a.m. on the 9th, you know, the night of the 9th, morning of the 10th. I heard it crack and I heard it fall. So I let Commissioner Hall know in the morning after I took a couple pictures of it. Helped Mayor Stoneham and City Clerk Bev Lush with a mail merge letter project regarding registration of rental property. And I got in touch with Mason of Mo Better Kentucky about doing snow removal for Worthington Hills for the upcoming winter season. I'm going to meet with him tomorrow, October 20th, to show him the route and discuss further so he can get us a quote. That is it.
Okay. Crystal, if you'll email Bev and me that master document that you merged with.
Okay.
That way we've got a copy of it. And
What do you want, the Word document?
Cause yeah, the Word document.
I emailed you the PDF already.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I know that. Okay. But I'm talking about the Word document that when you did the merge,
okay,
it put all the fields in.
Okay.
Okay, that way we've got that, and we won't have to bother you.
Okay.
With the way of doing it, reworking that. Other than that, anything else anybody want to talk about? We do have the middle seat. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Metcalf, I forgot you over there in the end.
Okay. I drove the city on multiple occasions with increased patrols during nighttime hours. Mayor Stoneham and I went to the storage area on one occasion. Mayor Stoneham and I went to the post office on several occasions. Issued 3 parking permits. Mayor Stoneham and I attended an in-service at the Middletown Fire Department.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Sorry. My vision didn't get that far over. Okay. Anything else?
I have a quick question.
Okay.
I should talk about your own business. Is there any change on the property?
Oh. I did call Mr. Hartley today, and he did pick up the phone. I spoke with him. He has the...
What?
He has the, I forget how he put it, the verification on all the points, okay? He says the thing that he's got to do when he surveys is he's got to verify that those points and then keep the parking lot and the where the building's at, you know, so that they can track both of the lots. Our lot is the partial ID that's on the tax bill. Okay? It's just that they've got it all screwed together, so the ones that are in the suites, the building itself, have a different partial ID number with each suite number for it. So it's just a matter of when we get through with this, now they'll have 2 different documents down there at Jefferson County's office, because the way they've got it right now is they've got the whole thing platted under that partial ID,
right,
and they have all these other deeds listed in there as not being part of that track.
Right.
Okay. So that's what he's doing. He's separating them so there's 2 separate deeds and there's not all this conglomerate. It's a complicated deed. I went through and pulled up all the deeds on each one of them. Took me like 3 hours just to find all the deeds down at Jefferson County Courthouse on the internet. But it was really informative from my point. Yes, ma'am.
What property are you talking about? He stopped talking and he started and nothing was said about what property?
The property that we're purchasing.
Okay.
The one of the business property.
Thank you.
Okay. If you need the partial ID, I can give you that later on.
No, thank you.
Okay. That's the property we're talking about.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing that up, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to get you an update. And the auditors finally started sending us requests today. And he's supposed to have he said that he was going to try and make the November 16th meeting for our audit. I mean, it really doesn't matter because our fiscal year 2021 is not due till March 1st in Frankfurt. But I want to get it over and done with because we're getting all these emails or I'm getting copies on all these emails of all these small cities in Jefferson County, asking for who's your auditors? Who's your auditors?
No.
I ain't telling them. But all the small cities technically this year.
Is done. Was 2020 was the last one we did?
2020 is the last one we've done. Okay, 2021 fiscal year ended on June 30th.
Yeah, that always throws me.
Okay, and so, again, I'll be asking to go ahead and do the 2022 audit next year. The reason being is, we're required to either send in an audit or send in a financial statement. Only one thing, problem. You might as well be doing the audit for what they want on your financial statement for the off year. And if you pay somebody to do it, okay, then you're paying somebody again, because when the auditors come and do a two-year period, they're still auditing the year you did the financial statement on. So that's why we requested a waiver or to waive the financial statement to do the audit instead. And it has to be approved by the Department for Local Government over in Frankfurt, which they don't have a problem. You just send them a request and they usually just approve it. Okay?
Yeah.
And again, we're doing such a wonderful job. I don't see any problem with them getting this audit done before the next city meeting.
21.
Huh? 21, right. Yeah, not 22. 22 wouldn't start till the next fall.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. All right. So that's where we're at on that. And again, we're paving on the week. We start the paving project on Middlesex on the 25th. They'll be in there milling the pavement, and then the actual asphalt's scheduled to go down starting the 29th.
Any chance you asked Alan about that Lunenburg Court entrance?
No, and I'll tell you why. He's having health issues.
No.
Okay. So.
Well, if he gets a chance, that'd be nice to know where those waypoints are.
Dennis has got his metal detector, and we picked it up real quick.
Okay. We need to mark it where I can see it.
We had it marked.
Did you?
Yeah, we had painted it on there.
I don't recall ever seeing it.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. We know where it's at. I know where to go look.
Well, I mean, because as we slide more into the fall,
yeah,
I'm going to get some of those trees out.
All right. Anything else? Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed evening.
All right, Dennis, what happened?
And it is 1953.